This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Boy, you looking fine as hell today, boy!
My mind's telling me no, but my body, my body's telling me yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us for the first time or you're Orlean, you don't know what the hell that means. Folks, let me clue you in. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in for Orlean Absentia, even though all the Orleans probably just logged out of the show. That's fine. I understand. DT, Daniel Taylor from Full Court Press Radio is joining us to sit in on the show. Mocha Cub, welcome to the show, baby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Enough with that pleasantry. Let me explain something to you. Before the show started, me and you was having a little bit of a dissertation, and we're going to finish it right here on the air. Because we are givers right here. But I'm telling you, you were wrong in exactly how you did.
No.
And the way that you did it, you were wrong in every aspect of it.
Because it goes on the left, not on the right.
No, dude. I told you that it wasn't the left or the right. It was in the front, and you never even put it in the front.
See, but if you put it in the front, then you have to have it in the back. You can't have it in the back because you are on the left or the right.
Okay, but when that lady was standing over you and she told you that you needed it in the front, you looked up at her and you said, nah, I don't need it in the front. You walked away from it.
That lady's like 100 years old. I'm going to listen to her. Why? Because she lived her life? That's why she's 100 years old.
But she had the stick, DT.
She had the stick. I had the hoop.
You didn't have the hoop.
I had the hoop.
She had the stick. You had nothing.
It's like she had clubs and I had hearts. Like, okay. It doesn't. It's like pizza.
All right. So when she used the stick and she put the baby in the front, then you didn't have anything to say about it at that time, did you? No.
No, because then the baby was in there.
Okay.
So, I mean, but if you have the cow next to the lamb, then the baby doesn't matter.
It has nothing to do with the cow because that wasn't even a cow. That was a yak. See, you're getting all your details mixed up, man.
It wasn't even a yak. It was a cow and a goat.
No, okay? It was a yak.
It wasn't even a yak. It was a goat. And that's what you think. The milk sounds the same, but it tastes different.
No, because nobody was actually looking into the glass where the milk was in because the old lady was holding the stick when she told you to put it in the front. And if you were looking in the glass next to the glass with the milk in it, you would have seen that it should have went to the right.
But you wouldn't put it to the right if it's half full. But I saw it half empty. So in that case, it goes to the left.
No, absolutely not, dude. I'm telling you, you are so far wrong for this.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you are so off base, dude.
If the distance between wrong was from the time that it took light to reach 100,000 miles, you would still be that far away from wrong.
Wow, if how wrong you are is like the equivalent to Pluto to the 17th distance galaxy.
No, how wrong you are right now is the fact that America is about to vote in a 400-year-old president. That's how wrong you are.
You are wronger than the last person on Alderaan.
Final question, because we'll have to disagree to agree.
Okay.
Get that lip? Did you catch that?
We got to disagree to agree.
If the milk had been drunk by the yak/cow, would you have put it in the front?
If it was indeed a yak/cow?
Yes.
Because it was a goat?
Maybe
I would have put it in the front.
See, there's no maybe. See, there's always a gray area with you. There should not be gray. It's either yes or no. Black or white.
It's not black and white.
Michael even said it's
not black or white.
No. See, it has nothing to do with it being black and white. See, you got to take a look at the man in the mirror.
Gosh.
And that would have showed you that the milk was in the glass next to the glass that had the OJ in it. And you would have ended up putting it in the front when the old lady was holding the damn stick.
I'm going to need you to stop that and beat it. Okay? Just beat it.
Fine. I'll beat it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation. Coming back just for Lady K.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
DT, take it away!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation. What the hell is Corey tweeting with me, your host, DT?
I just said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
I did.
Oh,
it was in there somewhere.
Well, listen, on April 11th at 2:15 p.m.
P.M. Oh, wow.
at Corey Blaze, the real Corey Blaze, tweeted out.
I'm going to touch you inappropriately.
Had the... Can you, like, actually listen?
I'm listening.
I'm trying to read a tweet here.
I'm listening.
All right.
Oops. Almost.
Oh.
Almost. I'm listening. So, Lady K.
Your black is showing. All right. Had the worst lunch ever. The worst lunch dish ever.
Ever.
You can't even write. I can read, but you can't write. All right.
It's not a writ. It's a tweet. I didn't writ.
You can't tweet. You can't twit.
I twit it.
I'm going to need you to twit it and quit it.
Should have looked at the glass with the orange juice in it.
All right. I'm looking at the man in the mirror right now. He's telling you to change your ways. All right. But
my ways got to change, Liv.
Oh. Had the worst lunch dish ever.
Ever.
But it was worth it because it was with my dad for his birthday.
Beautiful.
I love him deeply.
I do.
And his Priuses.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I said it. Plural, Priuses.
Priuses. It's like gooses.
All right. Smiley, smiley face with the sunglasses. Hashtag pound dads. Corey, what the hell are you tweeting?
That was beautifully timed right up to the end of that music. I don't know if you did that on purpose or not, but let me tell you, explain to you why what I was tweeting. My dad's birthday was on this past Monday.
Monday.
My dad's birthday was on
that part.
My dad, 3, carried a 6, remainder 8. You might be 80. I'm gonna put it close by 80. Let me tell you what he took me to. I called my dad up and said, "Daddy, you want to go to lunch? You want to go to somewhere to eat?" He said, "Yeah, let's go somewhere to eat." I said, "Okay, Dad, where you want to go?" And I'm thinking, you know, he live in downtown Phoenix, okay, D-Tay. Okay. You know, there's a whole lot of Hula's Modern Tiki down there. You know what I'm saying? He got Ray's, Applebee's. Hell, we could even went to McDonald's. No, that old MF'er looked at me and said he want to go to Coco's.
Coco's. Don't they sell pies?
They got pies, but them pies been in there for 2-3 years. Ain't nobody ain't one slice of that pie.
Pie dust
in there.
So we sit for decoration.
So we sit down and I order myself a dish and I said, "Okay, I'm gonna get something light because it was in the middle of the day."
Ceramic pies.
I'm still traumatized by it, even though it's Thursday evening. I'm still traumatized by it. So they bring me my plate. My plate got the arugula salad on it.
Got
what I thought was
that sounds like Ebola.
It's got what I thought was a broccoli soup and then a quiche.
Okay.
Number one, the quiche must have been made by a masonry worker because it tasted like a brick.
Yeah, stone quiche.
The soup must have fell out of the woman that was sitting two tables around from me because it was so loose. And the arugula salad was the only thing that I ate. So we get up and we go to the cashier. And the little cashier that was Flippius' cousin looked up at me up above her glass. She said, "How was your meal?" I said, "If you really want to know, you want me to tell you the truth or you want me to hurt your feelings?" She said, "Tell me the truth." I said, "Daddy, step on outside," because I didn't want to ruin his birthday party. You know what I mean? I didn't want to ruin it for him, but I had to express myself is what I had to do. So I looked up at it and I said, "That was the worst meal I'd ever had." And the next day I darkened the doorstep of Coco's. It'll be a cold day in hell. Start the show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Sorry, sisters. Please, please don't make me lift those heavy stones. And please don't make me scrub those dirty toilets. I just want to be a good boy. I promise.
You see that? He said he's sorry.
Please, give me another chance. I just want to learn my lessons and do my studies so I can be smart and become a priest.
There! You see that? A priest! A priest! It's like a nun with a jacket. It's a boy nun. He wants to be a boy nun. Let me tell you something. It takes a big man to admit his mistakes, and there is a big man. It is in the opinion of myself and my agency, of which I represent, that Junior will not be removed from this orphanage.
Removed? What do you mean removed?
Oh, don't worry about it, Junior. You see, the nuns just made a suggestion you might be happier outside of the orphanage. What's so funny?
You are, you stupid dick!
You see, he's wicked!
You're not saying you'd rather not be in the orphanage, are you?
Boy, think much, Peabody? I want out!
You see, Mr. Peabody, the child is incorrigible.
I'm what? Why you speak English, lady?
Look, maybe what the child is trying to say...
balanced. I mean, I knew that from the start. I was playing devil's advocate. Devil, you know. Anyway, on behalf of myself and the agency, this child is going to be removed from this orphanage as soon as possible.
Well, hurry the hell up. I'm not getting any younger.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the Internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
And we're back. I am your host, DJ Little D, Corey's little brother, well known on the show. I am going to be talking about... Holes and drugs.
No. This is why, drugs. Who left the front door open?
Oh, no.
Who let this dude in
there
here?
There goes the neighborhood.
There right? goes the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
My little brother's here, but we'll get to that formality here at the body of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car Aha Radio app, and of course, always on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Not sometimes,
always.
Oh, okay.
I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Yes, Lady K, Little D is here too. Hey, Little D from Lady K.
Hey, Lady K.
All right, folks, today's show is brought to you by Stars on Amazon Prime. Stars and Showtime has teamed up to offer Amazon Prime customers all their programming for 30 days free through the special banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Then Stars or Showtime is just $8.99 a month. You can watch Stars and Showtime programming on any mobile device by downloading the Amazon Instant Video app. Sign in with your Prime account, and away you go. Now, if you don't have Prime like Lil D Dokes, he can't afford it, Sign your ass up at FatGuyRadioShow.com too. Click the special Prime banner, sign up, and if you do it today, guess what? Amazon gonna give you the first 30 days of Prime for free. Lil D, that's your favorite price. Free.
Free, yep. Do they take food stamps?
No, they don't. All this and more at Amazon through the Shop Amazon button and banners on FatGuyRadioShow.com and through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo. Amazon now has stars
like me.
Stars
like
why,
your
why
shirt.
Why do you say like that? Like Chris Crocker? Like
stars.
Star.
Hey, star. Yes, Lil D.
And I know you probably got a whole bunch of stuff written on a show.
Because you know, it ain't a scripted show, Lil D, but yeah, you know.
Not like written, but
it ain't scripted, Lil D. You ain't gonna come in here and just take your own little agenda.
But I know how you always have things that, like, show notes
we
put
do,
together upstairs.
We do.
I don't want you to get to.
The 10 list is what I do it because Michael Mara has the 10 list.
Right.
We do the 10 list because somewhere deep inside of me, I want to be Michael Mara when I grow up.
I was somewhere deep inside of her, but I
See, that's why we don't let you in.
I thought you were going to say somewhere deep inside of me, Michael O'Mara still lives because I ate him.
That'd be good.
That's why I got so fat.
Somewhere deep inside of me is a little Michael O'Mara.
Hey, speaking of that romantic music right there. Let me ask you a couple
questions. Here we go.
I got some questions for you guys.
Can you move my monitor a little bit there so I can see? You got a question.
I got two questions.
I'll entertain a question, Lil D.
And part two. They're going to be for you and DT.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
for all of us, DT. All right. Now, Lip 2?
Yeah,
he ain't got no answer.
I need his for this because this is all off the top.
All right.
So you know how R&B singers are always singing to girls about stuff that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that they actually do it, like, when it's, like, say, to a groupie when it's all said and done?
No.
For instance, like, you got any R&B music, like, instrumentals? I'll give you guys exactly a point what I'm talking about. Like, I was this morning getting ready for work.
Okay.
And,
Like some love music?
Yeah, can I get some love music?
Okay, I got it over here.
And then, like, the guy was singing about the song, and I'm like, now I wonder if they actually do what they say they're going to do in a song, because I do some stuff. Like that.
You see him just snap? He went right in.
Now,
come on and rock.
Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about.
Don't you be looking over here, DT. Oh, yeah. You got to stop looking over here. There's going to be a situation.
So, pretend I'm the dude that sings. I can't sing, but
okay,
check it out. I can't sing, but I can sing.
That boy sure can't sing.
So I'm going to give you, like, what I'm talking about.
Okay, tell us what you're talking about.
All right, I'm going to sing it, though.
Okay.
And this is what the guy say he going to do to a woman.
Okay.
Here I go right now. Yeah.
Baby, I'm going to take you to the room.
Woo.
I'm going gently pull down your panties, girl. Whoa. But with my mouth, no, my hands. Yes. I'm gonna light the candles.
Yeah.
Okay,
light
so
the candles, right?
So yeah. You think, okay, so he's
so basically he just took the girl to the room,
right?
And he put his mouth on her panties and
pulled them off
and gently pulled them off.
So what you're and lit the candles. Now let me ask you guys a question.
All right, ask a quick. Give him a little bit more levels on that lip.
Do you think when an R&B singer actually sings something like that, do you think they actually go to take the girl to the room, pull their panties down with their mouth, and actually take time out to light some damn candles?
Okay,
It depends on the R&B singer because I feel like Teddy actually did some of the stuff he sung about. Like
he'd be like,
"Hey girl, turn off the lights.
You know what I'm saying?
Light a candle." Because if you didn't do what Teddy said, he'd get mad at you. Turn them off.
I'll tell you what,
get the lights off, girl.
Get the lights off.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't pay the bill.
But then like Keith Sweat, he's like, "I want your body.
Yeah.
Till the very last drop. I want you to holler when you want me to stop." Yeah.
Now take that. Now do you think if she hollers, does he really stop?
No, he ain't stopping.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't stopping.
And then, like, you know when they say, "I'm gonna make you scream my name."
Uh-huh.
Do you think the girl actually really screams their name?
Actually, I don't know about them, but I know for me.
Oh no, we are not about to have this happen again.
Personally,
this is not about to happen again. No, not personally. Just ask this damn question.
Personally speaking, if I want a girl to say my name, I'm going to make her say my name.
You know, there. Now, even though she say daddy, which I think was my name, but what would you do? You think she say big daddy for you, Corey?
What? Big daddy? Number one, ain't no girl ever looked at me and said big in front of nothing. Tell you that right
actually,
now.
I think
unless I took my shirt off, she said, "Oh, this is a big mistake."
Do you think it's a gimmick when they write
big
that
mistake,
stuff?
Big liar,
big gun, so,
big guy,
big exit.
So you think personally, like the older R&B cats back in the day, they actually sing about
the
and
but
do
the
it.
Stuff they do
but
now,
to them, like Jeremiah.
Now the stuff they say, they be like, "Oh, I'm gonna take you, make you hit a cartwheel on my penis."
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Then I'm
like,
gonna
yeah.
go ahead and Superman that girl.
Right. You know, and like so you
no, you're not. No, you're not. Because first of all, you probably Superman. Can't even do half that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. So like that, and that's what brought me to this question, because this morning I was listening to an R&B song and the guy's like, "I'm gonna light the candles and all this other stuff." I'm like, "Now, what if it's sunny outside? Like, what if it's already bright? What if you light the damn candles and it defeats the purpose?" But do you actually take time out? Like,
see,
you
kiss on the instance,
girl. Like, hold
though,
on, let me go light the candles real quick.
Yeah, see, in that instance, I wouldn't like. You, there's certain like steps you got to go. You can't go to the bedroom. If I'm planning a candlelit sex session, like, we're gonna have to go at night.
Okay,
ain't
exactly.
No afternoon delight for that because we got sunlight. Like, no, it defeats the purpose.
So,
but if I'm pulling your panties down with my mouth, the candle better be lit already because I ain't stopping.
Right.
Once the panties come off, it's showtime.
Exactly,
it's showtime.
So the candle's gotta be lit first. Correct.
They gotta be lit. I might even pre-lit the candle before you even come to the room.
Right. hopefully they kiss under the fire. So I'm gonna go the same question with you.
Okay, you gonna go the same question with me.
Do you think the stuff that the R&B cats sing about today? Do they actually do it? For instance, Jeremiah.
"I like to take the time to love your body,
okay,
to rub your..."
All right, first, stop singing at me.
Sorry.
Stop singing at me, because you sing it at me.
I'm sorry.
You sing it at me, not to me, or just sing it. You singing at me, so I'm going to need you just go ahead and just take
a
deep breath. Your ass came in here late.
True. You got a good point.
Let me answer the question.
You can answer the question.
Can I ask a question?
You ain't coming. I seen you. Yeah. She said, "Cause she said that can't hurt me out there." I know that it's on live out there.
Yeah, it's coming through the speaker.
Come in here. Can she come in?
We know when we did a bad show when we walk out there, we can't hear the replay. They turned the replay down. We know that sucks. Let me answer the question.
It's gonna be a penny dropper later. Do you say you heard
that one is a penny dropper?
I ain't gonna get a chance to answer this question.
Hey, go ahead.
These two swinging Richards over here ain't got nothing.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you. No. That don't happen. That's music. That's fantasy. It's not real.
So it's just
they doing the same thing all of the rest of us doing. Getting in there, fumbling around, talking through it. You know, you be talking through it. You
yeah.
be like, "Okay, hold on. I'm gonna try this over here. Tell me if this works for you. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, that's hurting my back. Let me get over here. Then you flip this way. You flip. No, it ain't as perfect as they be painting the picture in the music song. It'd be a workout. You be sweating, glistening. tied,
glistening.
And she should be already glistening, right?
She should be, but then
she
you know, like a
donut.
Ooh, man. We gotta get in there and prime the pump. They ain't said nothing about priming no pump. And you think him lighting that damn candle is gonna get the pumps flowing? No.
What does a candle actually do? Is that supposed to set the mood? Because I
don't know. Lady K off the Twitter said that you light the candle during the day because that's what blackout curtains are for, and you should know what blackout is, DT, because you black. I mean, Daniel, because you black. Not
of course,
DT.
I know I'm black.
She may not have
is.
Said that last part. I threw that one in. Ladies and gentlemen, that was misrepresentation of Lady K.
So, what about Michael Jackson? Do you think he actually displays what he sings about?
Hell no. Michael Jackson ain't going around. Let's just take Earth Song. Okay, number one.
First of all, Michael Jackson dead.
No, you know, yeah, but I'm saying, do you think
he had no sex? Right
no, but when he was, do you think he actually did what he said?
No, because he was mad at the girl. Did you hear him say he called that whole Diana dirty?
Oh yeah, yeah.
She was dirty, and then he was like, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do with this girl, so I'm just going to talk about the man in the mirror. That was Michael Jackson's way of saying I'm going to go ahead and do this myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the man in the mirror. But, and then when he was like, I don't really care what everybody say all about us, you know, he was just talking about, okay, well then me and her ain't seeing eye to eye right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, exactly.
You know what I mean? Okay. That's what he was saying.
But real talk, I think Prince was doing it. I think Prince was doing it.
I'm with you on that.
Nicki sure can grind.
Yeah.
I think Morris Day was probably doing it too.
You know what I'm saying?
You see him in Purple Rain, my God. I think he was.
Oh, yeah. Don't look in his eyes. Don't look in his eyes.
Yeah, them girls
can't work, Grant Hill. America!
Yeah.
Press the word.
How do you spell doot?
I didn't write that down.
How do you spell that?
So that'll be D-O-U-O-T.
Oh, yeah.
Doot.
He was the only fool in the studio doing doot. We had it in our brains. It came out of his mouth. All right, what's your second question? Because we got a real show to do.
Get on with your show.
Oh, thank you, Lily.
Have you guys ever seen an ant poop? That's it.
Me personally, no, I have never seen an ant poop. I mean, I've squashed many ants in my day. I even burned a couple of ants with magnifying glass. But never in the middle of me burning an ant have you been like, oh, snaps, and dropped them.
Let's break this down a little bit more.
It's just a question.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Why are you even concerned if we didn't see an ant poop? Do ants eat?
Yeah.
They clearly eat, so they gotta poop somehow.
Everybody poops, right? Every living thing on this earth.
Yeah,
correct?
But only your little brain would come up with the fact that, let's ask Lip. Lip. Have you seen an ant poop?
No, I haven't.
I didn't think so.
So check
Thank
this
you
out.
Very much. That was very energetic. All right,
so what's
brings
me Google it.
Which brings me to the end of that.
Okay, there's a second part of this question.
So when adults poop,
no, we're
we
not
gotta
drinking.
Wipe our butts, right? Because if not, it'll be itchy, right?
Yes, we do.
So does dogs, what about dogs? Do you think they butt itch? Or like, that's why they be walking and dragging their ass across the carpet?
They have the fur. And the fur around kind of cleans it. That's why animals don't have to wipe their butts because they got the fur that like naturally cleans it when they walk.
Yeah, because they got the boots with the fur,
And the apple boots butter. With the fur.
With the fur.
She hit the floor.
She got low.
Hello.
So does that apply to ants?
No.
Ants don't have fur.
They don't. But
so
they
do they ass itch?
Well, no, because they got the butt pinchers on the butt. So it pinches it off.
Let me break it down.
It's like if you pour an ice cream out of the ice cream machine, and then like you got the metal things that cut it, so the ice cream perfectly.
What the hell is happening right now?
It's like, here goes a popsicle.
No idea.
Cut.
So those little things that come out their head,
the antlers,
little
antennas.
No, they're not antlers.
They reindeer now. They reindeer
ant with antlers.
Are we talking about
red nose?
Are we talking about
off the red nose reindeer ant?
Are we talking about ant poops, or are we talking about antelope poops? Those little things that come out their head.
The antennas.
Yeah, the ones that they pick up the Wi-Fi signal, and if they're in the right space, they can pick up Fat Guy Radio Show, too. Oh, the little antlers.
Nice. nice.
They put their head between their legs, just scrape that poop right off. Those little antlers work as like poop window wipers.
Poop window wipers. He knows all about window wipers.
Right? Well, I mean, he has to. He has to. That's the only thing he
has. Oh my God. Do you have any more questions so we can start the show?
I think I'm good.
Are you good now?
For now.
Thank God.
You can move on with your show.
Jesus Christ, there's not going to be nothing better than that.
No.
It's my birthday. No.
Happy birthday. Today's your birthday?
65 years old.
Saturday.
Saturday, you dumb son of a bitch.
Saturday. I ain't got still got time.
How do you not know it's my birthday, Lil D?
I know, but I didn't know what day. Hell, I forgot my own damn birthday and my daughter's.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to ask him, when's your birthday? See if he remembers.
June 19th.
He was wrong as hell.
But I said
so
it.
We even.
But I said it with conviction.
I know. But I know. After you said it, I immediately had to look over to Lil D like, was that right?
Hell no.
I said it with conviction.
I know Lip's birthday, like the back of my hand.
He was only like 15 March days 5th. Off. He was only like 15 days off. It's actually June 4th, so he's only 15 days off.
So I was in the ballpark is what I'm saying.
I knew his birthday was his month, but I didn't know exactly what
I knew
day.
Your birthday was in June.
Well, hey, you guys want to hear something funny?
No.
So no, on the note of siblings forgetting siblings' birthdays. Uh-huh. So my sister showed me her planner yesterday, and in her planner she's like, "Oh, I have all the major days written out and everything." And on my birthday, she has Daniel's birthday, and I looked at her. I said, "And you couldn't give me a call on my birthday?"
Oh, she still didn't call you.
She didn't call me on my birthday, but it was right there.
Oh, that's
like, so you had to remember. You had the reminder. You know where my birthday is.
That ain't
and
right.
And her birthday is exactly 6 days after my birthday.
Yeah,
that's.
And I called her on hers, and I was like, "I said, hey, I'm just calling you not because I'm going to wish you happy birthday, just to show you that this is what brothers and sisters do."
Yeah,
you know that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Lil D, don't ass call hat. Me on my birthday. It is my birthday.
I'm gonna call your ass at 1:01 in the morning.
1:01.
No, matter of fact, I'm gonna do it at 12:01 that night because midnight technically is how they say it's the next day. But
yeah,
I just feel it's midnight. It's still the same.
No,
day.
I feel you.
Excuse me a minute, Lil D. Philippius, why is he here?
I don't know.
My birthday is Saturday. And you know what? As old as I am, it's not even looking like a shiny. I'm not excited about it. I ain't put in for no time off of the numbers job, even though, God, I don't want to be there anymore. I am just not, I guess, I don't know if there's a certain thing called a birthday feeling or a birthday spirit.
You
I'm
just
not
stop
feeling
caring.
It.
You just stop, you don't care no more.
I didn't get that either.
No, I don't care.
Maybe 2016 caring. Is the year of the non-birthday.
You just stop caring for a while. But I will be in Sedona for my birthday because it falls on a Saturday.
Nice.
I will be there.
But see, you're at least motivated enough to do that. When I'm thinking about my birthday, I look at the fact that, okay, I'm going to be a year older. But the thing that comes into my mind, like before.
Damn, it's closer to death.
I am.
I see you, homie. I'm getting there.
I am racing my life insurance policy because I got a 30-year policy. So I got to die within 30 years to get any of my money back, or they just keep all my money.
How
so
you
I'm
get
racing.
Your money back?
That's all, you gotta die.
But how are you gonna get your money back?
Because why don't you get a term life insurance plan?
I didn't. I got a 30-year. Well, somebody gonna get it.
We gonna get the money.
Little fella gonna get the money.
Hey, maybe we should kill him and get the money.
You'd probably be doing me a favor because I feel like death anyway. But when I think about my birthday just coming up this Saturday, it's just there's just nothing exciting about it. I went into my little enterprise app. I'm like, okay, let me see how much the cars are. Maybe I'll rent a car and I'll go somewhere. And then I was like, screw it.
So what you going to do?
I thought you already rented a car.
No.
We're not going to do anything for him. We should just come by and bring him like a
I don't something. Even care. I honestly am not caring this year.
I would go to his house, but one, he lives too far, and two.
No, we're going
to
come over. He says he's going to be here at studio.
That's probably what I'm going to be. I'll probably be sitting right here doing work.
Well, if you're going to be here doing work, then we might just go ahead and bring some drinks.
He just said a minute ago he's going to be at work.
Can we get some sangria?
It's not worth it, though. I don't even feel like doing that. Is that bad?
No, that's not bad.
I mean, it's your birthday, you can walk around.
You feel like doing it once I shove that bottle down your mouth.
Here's the thing. When I think about my birthday, all I'm thinking about is like 2015 sucked.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, here's another birthday, and I'm just staring at the fact that okay, this here needs to be elevated. I only want one thing for my birthday.
What you want?
I want one thing for my birthday.
Big booty Mexican. What?
Other than
big booty Mexicans.
No, because that's just problems. Oh, you know that they talk, they get
that's
ideas.
That's only one thing for your birthday. So you're hoping for that day. It's a little bit of time.
I don't even want to get on a plane, Lady K. I don't even want to fly. I'm too fat to fly. Kevin Smith. So I just want. Outside of my personals, I just want this network to grow. That's it.
Okay.
This is 2000, y'all know, Lil D, you probably don't know, but 2015 wasn't that great of a year. So I'm like, okay, we got to work to get this a lot better. That's all I'm like focused on right now. I really don't want anything for my birthday. I know I'm going to do the standard thing with Lil Fella. He's going to take me to a store. He's going to pipe me a gift while we're both in the store. He's going to make me pay for it, and we're going to leave. He's going to go wrap it. He's going to give it to me like I didn't just see it just 2 hours ago. And that's going to be the end of the birthday.
Lip and
Lip ain't doing nothing,
y'all,
man.
Y'all inbox me, and we're going to get together and figure out we're going to do something and get him and bring him to the studio.
What is inboxing?
Inboxing on Facebook.
It's like sliding in the DMs.
Everybody's
Yeah. I'm also out on Facebook, too. Screw Facebook. I'm out. I'm done.
Lip,
you and Orly can take the Facebook page. I'm done. I signed out. I deleted my profile photo and everything. I'm out. I'm done. It sucks.
Why?
What?
I'll tell you all about it on the other side of this break. FatGuyRadioShow.com. You're away. Cigs, baby, is where I go to get all my electronic cigarette needs, and I need them so much. I vape exclusively with Halo Cigs. Why? Because they offer the highest quality of electronic cigarette models. Not some of those, you know, flimsy plastic gas station e-cigs. Their mods are robust, durable, and affordable. And I fill them with their premium e-liquid. My e-liquid of choice is Sub-Zero. In addition, Halo Cigs is not a former tobacco company trying to jump on the hotness of a market shift. No. They seriously work tirelessly to help people like you and me make the switch over to electronic cigarettes. See what I'm talking about by shopping through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me. Detail.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about done with social media too. I'm out.
Why?
It's okay. Number one, I don't understand. I think it's the internet as a whole, and this is gonna be really hard for me to talk about because number one, we survive on the land of the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. The internet as a whole, it seems like if you were not some vapid, sticky, 15-minute fame chaser, the internet isn't really for you. Okay. Like, look at the people that have made their 15 minutes of success off of the internet. They burn quick, they burn hot, they burn out, and they go.
Right.
See, me, I think I'm in a different class. I'm in a different class of people. Like, I'm not looking for the internet to just give me a 15-minute burn. I'm looking for the internet to give me a sustainable future. And yeah. I think that's lost. I think that's lost. So social media, when I scroll through my Facebook page, I'm just looking at all kind of vapid ass crap that means absolutely nothing. And I'm like looking at like just James Corp Music. I'm looking at B2B Radio Network. I'm looking at Full Court Press, Fat Guy Radio Show. All these other shows that are trying to build a sustainable future. And unless you're some sticky little Twinkie face kid and on a college campus or a cat, you ain't got a chance.
Grumpy cat is
so then off, no. I'm met with the frustration on, well, where the hell do we go?
Back to MySpace.
MySpace is social media too.
MySpace is legit though.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. That's pretty much where everybody's.
Wash my hands of it because it just annoys me and I get no pleasure out of it. I honestly don't get any pleasure.
Unless I know you can get pleasure out of.
Unless I
post on the internet.
That's true. I know. Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yours, yours, not mine. That probably be my 15 minutes of fame. Oh, look at that, ladies and gentlemen, from Arizona, the smallest.
Rice grain.
Y'all go say out that rice grain. But anyway, besides that point, I think it's just me getting old.
What about Milk Dud?
Who?
Milk Dud.
I think it's just me getting old.
What about Chocolate Morsel?
No.
What about Hershey Kiss?
What about the NBA?
What about Almond
last
Joy?
Last night.
Oh, that was phenomenal. I watched that.
Did
I was,
you?
I, was, Wait, oh, no, I didn't no, even no. watch Empire. I had to watch that.
Wait, which one did you watch, though?
True. I watched Kobe. That was the last game. Okay, that was history. Yeah. I had to watch history, man.
Don't fall off that bandwagon.
See, I
just had to watch it.
Okay.
I watched Kobe's game, too.
All right.
But I ain't a bandwagon.
After the Suns game, though.
I went between Kobe's game and Golden State, and I was talking to Lip before the show, and I punched out. I was watching last night because I wanted to see Golden State. I wanted to see if they were going to be able to do it. I knew that they were gonna, I knew that they were going to be able to do it 8 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they did that one thing that they always do, which is the one thing that I hate about Golden State. They won the game in the first quarter. They were up by 500 points and had sunk 7,000 threes.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't a game after that point.
No,
and
not.
I've said
it's
it. It's been very well documented on this show that when they have such a blowout, if they would have milked it, if they would have just given us some drama, if there would have been just one lead change, Golden State led the game from the tip off. It wasn't even a game at that point.
Yeah.
And then, so here's my thing. So it was Golden State going to 73 games, breaking the record.
Yeah,
and then it was
Kobe
Bryant's last game. How pissed off is Kobe right now?
He's not. And
he hit 60 points.
Yeah, his last game, he hit 60 points, the most points ever by any player in their final game.
Okay.
And he led his team on a dramatic comeback to win the game.
Okay, they were playing like the Suns.
He scored 27 points in the third or in the fourth quarter. He had
not in the fourth quarter. It was
23 points in the fourth quarter. Because he had 37 points by the end of the third quarter.
But has he not when did he announce his retirement?
In the beginning of the year.
And he barely getting the headlines right now? So that's my... That's the thing behind my argument, because it's been all about Golden State all year.
You're not a sports fan. Because since you're not a sports fan...
How am I not a sports fan?
You can't talk to DT, but he knows
it all. I like the Suns, but I'm a sports fan because
I'm a homer. And them sons of bitches won last night, too.
They did beat the Clippers.
What the hell? What was orbiting around the world of the NBA last night? Last game, and they decided to play basketball.
The thing is when you look on Facebook, when you look on any sports media, the only two stories you hear are Kobe and Golden State. Golden State won another game. Golden State won another game. Oh, they did this tribute for Kobe. Kobe has a new commercial coming out. Kobe's doing a farewell shoe and all this kind of stuff. So Kobe was getting his play all year round.
Even though
he said he didn't want it.
See, I don't think that they gave Kobe what he needed. But then you know what? I'm not saying that he should have gotten it, because you know very well that Kobe didn't got enough press from everybody. But I honestly think that Kobe picked a really bad moment with Golden State making this record. There were just two big, huge stories, and so many people had to play the last game, though.
The whole thing is, I feel like sports stars now are babied when they come to retirement, because Michael Jordan didn't have a farewell tour. He said at the end of the season, this is my last season.
That's very true.
Like, you play your season out, and then at the end you decide.
Yeah,
you don't do it on a farewell tour.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because, it was a farewell tour I knew of.
And I was like, Derek Jeter's like, oh, yeah, this is my last year. And everyone's like, oh, we want to give you take one of the Boston Red Sox seats home. Like, hey, we're going to go ahead and give you a golden glove just because you're Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality. And I'm losing my voice right now because I'm getting really upset right now.
Well, stop being real upset. Here's the thing. Did you peep what I peeped out?
On what part?
How Kobe, literally, after he hit his 60, and it was his last game, how it was all about him.
Oh,
but then when you saw,
like 4.1 seconds left on the clock, and nobody gave a rat's ass.
But then when Golden State set the record, or broke the record, Stephen Curry made it all about the team.
Yeah.
Did you see those two different dynamics between those two superstars?
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's what makes the Golden State or whatever, because he makes it about the team. But honestly, what do you think about this?
What I'm saying is it's two different. Like, you can't compare those two moments.
You really can't.
It's two different things. It's Kobe's last game. It's his end of an era.
Kobe has always made it about himself his entire career.
No, he hasn't. When he won championship, he always gave praise. Oh, I couldn't do this without Shaq. Or when he made it without Shaq, I couldn't do this without my team.
He never gave him the ball, but he made it about him in the speech.
I think he deserved it.
He always gave him the ball. They were one of the most dynamic duels in the league.
They told him to pass the ball, and he never passed the ball.
That was when Shaq left, because he had no one to pass the ball to.
Oh.
When he won the championship with Tyronn Lue, who's the coach of the Cavaliers right now.
Where's your voice going?
You know what?
It's getting out of here, because you're getting me pissed off right now.
I think he deserved it, because look it. He's the only one to play for 20 years on the same team. I think he deserved it. 20 years on the same team.
20 years on the same team.
I think Kobe never makes it about Kobe.
We make it about Kobe, and now we get mad at Kobe for him actually making it about himself. We always go like, Kobe,
you're just upset because you don't like Stephen Curry.
It is the people.
That doesn't seem that. Oh, that's very obvious
exactly.
right now.
I don't even
that you're
like
getting
Kobe,
your ass all
know,
in a bunch.
I know.
For a person that doesn't like Kobe,
I don't like Kobe.
You sure are apologizing
just,
a lot. You are a Kobe apologist right now.
I wish I was there. In the sock,
you are
bro,
a
like
Kobe apologist right now. You don't even like Stephen Curry either.
I don't either.
Hey, I like him. All I can say is I wish I was at the Lakers game last night. That stadium was full of stars, and I wish I was with Kylie Jenner there. That's my girl right there. I like that.
Yeah, there you go, Lil D. Way to bring it back down. Well, yeah. DJ, you go ahead and you stay your ass, Max. I'm going to piss you off even more right now. I'm tired of them. I'm done with the whole Star Wars thing.
I will kill you.
I'm done with the Superman thing.
I'm collecting your
I'm
life
done
insurance.
With the Batman movies. I'm done with all these movies. I'm done with them. Let me explain
you
to
you.
Let me explain to you why I think
that's
that is.
That's that oldest kicking
in. It's too freaking complicated.
Okay.
Why can't we just have a movie where we go, we watch the movie, the story starts, the story ends, and it goes. How come Superman, Batman, and Star Wars got to have all these little, small little things that only the nerd nicks can pick out of a movie that bleeds into another movie? From what I understand, there was one little three-word line that was said in the Superman versus Batman movie that is now spawn off into the Superwoman movie. I'm an avid moviegoer, an individual moviegoer that goes and sees these movies. We don't know all of that. I was listening to Big Owen Dukes. I love Big Owen Dukes. And Chad Dukes is a huge movie buff. He loves Star Wars. And you know what? They're great movies. I'm not going to take that away from them. But all these little small little nuances that are in there that the average everyday guy doesn't get, I'm not going to go watch a movie and then go back and look at a book to see, oh, that's what that referenced. Oh, that's what that referenced. Oh, this is why this is happening. Oh, this is why they're planning on doing this type of movie. Why can't Batman, Star Wars, and Superman, I guess what I'm saying is that the whole trilogies and the whole series of the movies. Why can't we just have like Steel Magnolias?
Okay.
It was a movie. It was a story. It ended. We walked away. There wasn't Steel Magnolias 2. There wasn't a story about why the Magnolia wasn't steel. We didn't get all of that. We just had a nice movie. We went, we had our popcorn and our cheese sandwiches and we left.
Okay.
Why does there have to be all these epilogues?
I have an answer. Now with the Superman and Batman, I agree. They're retelling the whole story.
They're milking it.
That's different. Those should be done. They should be done. Like you make a couple of trilogies and whatnot, and then you're done with that. They should be done. Because if we really want to know what happens with stuff, we should go with the comics. And they're not even telling the same story.
Why do I have to go read a book after I watch a movie?
No, I'm saying these little things. I can't even have a discussion about it because I don't understand what's happening. The thing is the Superman and Batman movies don't even go directly off what the books say. That's what I'm saying. They should cut those out.
Who knows that though? It doesn't matter.
What I'm saying with Star Wars, this is where my argument is. With Star Wars, it's totally different because each Star Wars, out of all seven of them, each one is a standalone film that could be watched by itself, and you don't need any pre-reference or backstory.
Okay,
because there is a pre-reference in every freaking movie.
Okay,
with the scrolling text, and then stuff is answered in the movie. That preludes and four dates.
Okay, so that's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Speak to BVS.
What's BVS?
Vacation Bible School. No, Batman versus Superman. There were so many little, but it's not just the movie itself. It's the whole thing of these movies that are coming out because it's the hot chick where there are all these little things like, oh, this is the reason why he walked with a limp because in comic book episode 4-4 on page 733, he ran into a fire hydrant. Who the hell would know stuff like that?
But the stupidest thing is you're saying that, oh, you got to read the comic books to know what they have in the movie. But what I'm telling you is the comic books don't match the movie. The movies change it up.
Well, then how come all of the nerd nicks, and I'm gonna lump how do they know so much in depth about that where they have to break it down to us crazy people or us normal people that don't know all the backstories? And yes, Chad is even, and I'm not arguing against Chad. Chad has even admitted the fact that the movies don't match up with the books, but there are little nuances throughout the entire movie that tie into things that have happened in the comics. People that are just wanting to go see a nice movie would never know, so we see things that happen
need to
in
know
these
it.
Movies,
so then
and
it
we get confused.
But then it won't bother you if you don't know about it.
Because why can't we? Why do we have to keep making movies like this?
But the thing is some of those nuances, yeah, they're nice to know. They're for people who can pick them up, but they're not conducive to the story. They're not like, oh, you're not going to get what happened in the movie if you don't know this nuance.
Okay, so, okay, Batman versus Superman. Even though you didn't like the movie, that's fine. I didn't even see the movie. But the whole thing, you did it on your show where you yelled, "Say, why'd you say her name?" Nobody would have known what that meant if they didn't read the comic.
Everyone would know what that meant if they watched the movie.
So in the movie, it gave you the reason why he said, why did you say her name?
Because in the movie, Superman says, save Martha, which is his mom's name. And Batman goes, why did you say that name? In the movie, you see Batman at his mom's grave and it says Martha Wayne. And then you see Superman about to be killed by Batman. And Superman goes, save Martha, save Martha. And he's like, why did you say that? Why did you say that name? And then out of nowhere, Lois Lane comes in and says, that's his mother's name. It's all answered in the movie. You don't have to go anywhere else to see it. In the movie.
Okay, fine. I mean, I should have saw the movie before I brought up that example.
Exactly.
However, Batman kills Superman. Is that what you're saying?
No, he doesn't. Because they became besties after they found out their moms have the same first name.
Yeah, they have the same first name.
Your mom's name Martha? My mom's name Martha. Are we best friends?
We're brothers.
Yep. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Give me a high five. I'm tired of all the little small little nuances. That's all I'm saying. Just give me a movie.
Hold up.
Hey, so let me ask y'all this.
We just did something right now. No one's going to know what that little we're brothers is unless they go back and watch the freaking Wayans brothers. Oh, wait, no, I said it. So now they can listen to the show. See, no. Now you're just doing the same stuff that you're criticizing these movies for.
No, I'm not.
Now we got to know. Now should we just have one Fat Guy Radio show?
Nope. No, yeah. You know what the difference is?
Because the movies are real life stories.
No, and you want to know what the difference is?
One movie.
This show is free. Ain't nobody got to pay to see this show.
And also, it's life. It's made to be it's depicted. Life. No, but it's made to be depicted.
See, when he starts going like this, he's about like to talk some ass.
Do it, Lip.
Is he making pasta?
It's a spicy meatball.
Let me tell you about this fine wine that I got here. This one here. Hey, so what y'all think about Fast and Furious?
Shut the hell up, little D. Nobody care about Fast and Furious.
I was done with Fast and Furious after Tokyo Drift.
Hey, how far did Tokyo Drift? Did it drift far?
So off the into coast. It drifted right into King Kong.
And you know
that
what?
Was horrible.
And
was
if you saw the Tokyo Drift comic book, they didn't really drift. It was Tokyo wafted.
Yeah,
true.
I saw that. I thought it was more of a wading in the water.
Wading in the water, children. God's going to trouble the water.
Yeah! All right, folks.
Yeah, we was in church.
Yeah,
every
we
Sunday.
Were. What?
Sunday school.
Oh, man.
All Tuesday, right. Bible study. Wednesday, Bible study. Thursday, Bible study. Friday,
church rehearsal.
Choir rehearsal. Saturday, deacon's meeting.
You got to rehearse to go to church. Yeah, you got to rehearse to go to church.
Okay, Sister Waterbilly, you go shout over in this corner. And just when you shout, make sure your wig fall off. And then over here, deacon, fill them up. You go
You're going to fall out.
You're going to scream when you fall out before you fall out. Now, and make sure you in the camera.
Sister, show too much. You're going to go fall out in the front, and then we're going to have Sister cover up. Put that cover up on you.
Because
you show too much.
Sister, we're going to have to put that cover on you because your skirt's a little long, but I want you to come by my office a little later on. We're going to talk about it.
Since your skirt's a little long, I got something else a little long for you. Come on, Deacon.
Brother D. Hey, little D, let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Will you entertain a question? Yep. Do you believe in time travel?
Nope. But you know what I did? You see that picture about Jay-Z when he went back in time? What do you think about that?
Hold on a minute. Yes, Lady K, that's very true, but not for everybody that don't know. Lady K off the Twitter, she says, you know what is? It's just cool for the folks who really get into that particular season, like the Game of Thrones people or the Lord of the Rings. That's fine. I understand that.
Hey, Game of Thrones.
Look, I understand that as well, but, you know, Game of Thrones, that wasn't a movie, though, was it?
No, Game of Thrones is a television series.
Okay, so that's fine. I can understand them doing that, like with Bones. Same thing with, like, Bones, Lady K. So, yeah, Lady K, I see your argument off of the Twitter, but in the movies, I think, you know, for some people out there, they just shy away from those type of movies because they were never into the comic books.
But there are one and dones. It's just that action thrillers aren't like super action thrillers are. Yeah. It's adventures that aren't one and done because adventure doesn't end with one story. It always keeps going because it's life.
Speaking of adventures, I want to go see that one new American, that one new story that's coming out with the Captain America.
Way to have
the
new Captain America movie. Way to have those details.
Yeah, Captain America movie.
Yeah, see, what it's called. Captain America Civil War.
I even went and saw that. Didn't I go? I think I went and saw that with you. Didn't what? I go see that with
the
you?
The old
Captain America?
No.
Oh, no, we went and saw Wolverine.
Well, there's a new one coming out. Yes, I think that's going to be badass.
But see, even the Captain America thing, there's still little nuances in, even in
there
those
is,
movies.
There is. There may be, but there you know is. What?
And I saw it's lost on me, and I feel bad because...
The thing is, when the next movie comes out, they tie them all together. Every nuance that's been there has been tied in. It's just that...
I'm just not smart enough. You just gotta watch because they
say it in fleeting moments. Like, it'd be like, oh, hey, Captain America, oh. When, in the first... in the first Iron Man,
Lady K said, "Point DT."
Thank you. In the first Iron Man, they had the dude from S.H.I.E.L.D. had Captain America's shield, which foreshadowed that a Captain America movie was coming out.
See, and then, I'm like, not a year smart later, enough. I'm a dumb movie goer.
Like the Ninja Turtles, they're coming out and they're coming back, but they're bringing everybody. They're bringing Casey Kasem.
They bring Casey Kasem, Bebop, and
Bebop Rocksteady. They're all coming back for this one. They weren't on the other ones, but they're coming back.
And you know what? Ninja Turtles, I really love like the character names like Bebop and Rocksteady. Like, oh yeah, boom, punk rock.
Right. Boom.
Let me ask you this real quick. We're up on a break. Lil D, do you believe in time travel?
No.
Okay. So this story broke earlier today where, earlier this week, where someone says that they found time travel proof where they found a 15-year-old mummy where they think the mummy was wearing Adidas shoes.
Hold up, 1500-year-old.
1500-year-old. What did I say?
You said 15-year-old. I'm like, that ain't time travel.
Yeah.
That's my cousin from last week.
So little fella was made into a mummy. No. 1500-year-old mummy, and they think it was wearing Adidas. Look, if you're watching us on Ustream, these are the mummy's feet. Do those even look like Adidas shoes?
I don't know.
I think there's four.
Yeah, those ain't Adidas. They got it wrong at K-Swiss.
right.
I just thought about that. I saw that story, and I'm like, you know what? That'd be a really cool throwaway. They always find stuff like that. Yeah, when they saw that one lady that they looked like was on a phone in a black and white picture from like 1920, and they thought she was on a cell phone. They thought she was a time traveler.
Or that
mermaid. Yeah, or the mermaid. Or that one mystery that nobody has been able to explain.
About the lights.
Where the hell Little D came from. All right, folks, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show with Trailer Talk right here, fatguyradioshow.com.
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Is that right? Who's that? That's Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What's the name of the song again?
What's the name of the song?
That's Groove. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's Earth right there.
Tonight, it's the spice of life.
You gotta let this.
Let you know.
So, perfect example from earlier. Yeah. Do you think they do?
He said, I'm gonna let you taste my spice of life. Like, he's basically saying, I'm gonna put it in your mouth.
I think them old school players, I think they actually did what they said they do in their songs.
Because they didn't say nothing too crazy. They said it in a innuendo type of way, but you knew what they were getting down.
And
with.
Even a better way to make sure that is going in your ears to see if they're really saying what they're saying is to get like a romantic book from Audible at audibletrial.com/FGRS. Yes, there is nothing better than a good story. Am I right, fellas? Am I right?
You're right.
Now take a moment here and take a trip down memory lane. You're a little fella or a little gal out there. You know what I mean? You got your little onesie pajamas on. You tuck snugly into your little Transformers bed. Lil D used to have a Transformers bed.
Still do.
Yeah, you peed all over those sheets. Or you had a little My Little Pony bed set like I do.
Still got that.
You know? And then your parents come in and they read you a bedtime story. Those were some good times, weren't they, boys?
Still got
it. Really good times. Well, you know what? Audible at audibletrial.com/FGRS is just like that. The book is read to you and by some very famous voices. Try a book on tape for free, 30 days at audibletrial.com/FGRS. Not only do you get the subscription for free, but your first book is free too. Audible has a book for everyone to enjoy, even the romantic
what do they call drama, romantic drama movies that just
like the
you
cat
want,
in the hat.
Yeah, that you want to see. Is it? Does that really happen? That romantic fantasy that Lil D is talking about?
Yeah. He said the cat in the hat is a romantic drama comedy.
Oh. I'm trying to work over here. I'm trying to. I'm going to make it. I'm trying to.
The cat in the hat.
Get the cat in the hat at audibletrial.com/FC at Fat Guy Radio. So FC, why does that say FCPR?
I don't know.
It does.
Audible, I am so sorry. Oh man, I'm so sorry. Nobody buying the books anyway. All right, folks. Yeah, that's probably not going to be here next week. All right, get the cat in the hat now.
He said, "Get the cat in the hat."
I said, "Romantic novel."
Yeah,
you said,
that cat in the hat.
Like the cat in the hat.
Hey, that's a love story between thing one and thing two.
Read it smooth. Read it real smooth, though.
Oh, my God. Okay, well. Welcome back to the
Turn
show.
Turn these lights real quick.
Audibletrial.com/FGRS is where you want to go to get that. All right, Lil D, this is a segment that you haven't heard of in a while because you don't listen to the show no more.
I'm listening to the show every week. Oh. Matter of fact, I heard of one before last week when I should have been a DJ for Homeboy's thing who's missing right now.
Orly?
Yeah, I should have been a DJ. Orly.
He's right there on
and
the
And PJ from, you want to know where Parker was? Because PJ wanted other listeners to say
okay,
that.
All right,
that's
you
nothing about Lake Havasu.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I listen to the show. So I'm like a people more listening.
Is it on the other side of Tatum?
It's not.
No, it's further than
it's
Tatum.
It's way far. Yeah, okay. It's over there by Lake Havasu.
I don't go over there.
Going that way.
No, it's not.
Am I right, PJ?
Tatum. I mean, it's like the opposite way of Tatum.
That's true. Well, we're going to get to the segment that is sweeping the nation, that the second segment that's sweeping the nation.
True.
Ladies and gentlemen, you did sweep the nation, so now we're going to unsweep it.
Okay.
We're going to sweep somebody else's nation.
All right.
It's Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Trailer Talk. We review the movies. We review the trailers because their trailers are free. This week's trailer that we reviewed is the BFG.
Ooh.
The BFG. A story about a girl named Sophie encounters the big friendly giant who, despite his intimidating appearance, turns out to be a kind-hearted soul who was considered an outcast by the other giants because, unlike his peers, he refuses to eat boys and girls.
Can I start first?
Yeah, you didn't watch the trailer.
I know, but I still want to get in
on
it.
Okay, go ahead, little dude.
I didn't like how he was yet refutable when he first came out, but, like, the conscience of him, like, it was overcome by, like, such compassion when he first came through. So when he met like the girl, it kind of, the story kind of tells about like how they were grasped upon concept, you know, which pretty much summed it up about the whole movie that I thought. But when they came together and made that was just that was great.
When they came together and made sandwiches.
Yes, that's what I got about that movie right there.
Very good, little D. You know what? Go ahead, take a nap now. Because you used the word refutable.
And I don't know what that means.
You don't even know what that means.
All right, Lip, did you see the movie?
I seen it once.
Or the trailer?
Yeah.
What did you think? What was your take on the trailer as I knock over my Halo 6? You see why I always break the tank?
Yeah.
I drop them all the time.
He looks like a big guy from Lord of the Rings.
Ah, Lord of the Rings, huh?
Okay.
With the big ears and...
Is that a
well,
bad
he
thing?
Was a little... No, he's a little guy, thing? Though, in the Lord of the Rings, okay. I think.
Yeah, the Hobbit. He looks like a giant Hobbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah. D-Tay, what was your take on the trailer?
I don't like the CGI of the BFG himself.
Yeah.
And the voice of the BFG doesn't match the CGI. Like, it doesn't, like, the way he looks, he doesn't sound like he would sound that way.
Right.
He's too soft-spoken. But he's a giant. His voice should be monstrous, but there's a way to have a deep voice like mine. My voice is deep, and I'm soft-spoken, but I don't sound like a wimp.
Right.
He's sounding like a twig.
Is it,
what a concept.
I don't know if the voice is Bill Hader or Mark Rylance.
I want to say it's Mark Rylance because it's an older dude. It's not Bill Hader.
Okay.
I know for a fact it's not Bill Hader.
All right.
Hader.
I agree with you on that. His voice doesn't seem to match the CGI'd character.
Yeah.
My take on it, is this a kid's movie?
It is. It's actually off of the... based off the Roald Dahl book,
okay.
which is a very good book. It was one of my favorite books growing up.
I'm sure that it is, but this, for number one, this is done by Disney, and I know it's wrong to say anything bad about Disney, like it's wrong to say anything bad about Oprah, but this movie just seemed very dark to me. Not like the BFG hides in the shadows. When I was a kid, I was afraid of things in the shadows.
See,
so how is this a kid's movie?
See, but the thing is it's scary. It's scary, especially for the trailer. But the reason why he hides in the shadow, and if you know the book, I guess this is one of those nuances.
One of those nuances again.
But it's explained. It's going to be explained in the movie. But since I already know the book, I know why. So I see where you're going with, like, oh, maybe this is not good. But at the same time, you got to remember, in that trailer, he just kidnapped her. So that's why he covered his shadow.
Right, that's another thing,
he
too.
He ain't trying to be like, you know, hey, what's going on here?
But as a kid, I was afraid of things that I always thought things were hiding in the shadow. And
I
then
still
being abducted, I understand it's got a tie to the book, but this don't seem like a kid's movie to me. This almost seems like an adult animation.
Well, I mean, Peter Pan was abducted from an orphanage, too.
Yeah, but Peter Pan could fly.
No. And Hook, Peter Pan could not fly until he got to Neverland, but he was abducted by the pirates in Hook.
I'm not smart enough when it comes to movies.
So
that's just my
abduction.
I'm not smart enough for
abduction,
movies.
Abduction from orphanage is better than being in an orphanage. So
yeah,
movie.
So Peter
movie
Pan,
land.
But was this girl Sophie abducted
from an orphanage? Yes,
from an orphanage in the BFG.
Yes, it even says it in the if you watch the trailer. Obviously, you didn't watch the trailer more than once, because if you would watch it, you would see.
I did. I couldn't tell that she was an orphan.
There's rows.
I'm not
of
smart
girls.
Enough for movies. I'm not
it's
smart
rows
enough
of
for
girls
movies.
In that house, and then she's like, the other girls say the witching hour is at 12, but I think it's at 3 when everyone's asleep but me.
Oh.
See, you have to watch the trailer.
I did watch the trailer, but I didn't get that. I saw a story about an ogre coming out of the shadows and grabbing a kid.
Giant. Ogres are not Shrek. Oh. This is a giant. Come on, man.
See, and there were there were no nuances in Shrek. You know,
actually, there were.
No, there weren't. We knew that you weren't supposed to eat the gumdrop buttons.
There were nuances, because if you never heard of Cinderella or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you didn't get those first two things.
I'm not smart enough for movies.
Farquaad.
I'm not smart enough for movies.
Come on, man. I'm a movie buff.
Come on now.
I'm not buff.
You heard about my take, so you ain't in it with us. Me and DT know what we talking about.
Yeah, he got the whole retrospective of the character's nuances with his character development over the elongated story.
I had it down.
He had it. He was unrefutable.
What's the next one? So I can tell you about the next one.
See, you don't listen to the show because there's only one. And number two, all that smart stuff you said, did you eat the cookie after you read that off the little piece of paper that was in it?
I was trying to look the damn word up on my phone, but couldn't find it. I don't think the word even exists,
You can't spell it. It's irrefutable.
Irrefutable. That's why I messed it up.
I'll spell it for you later after the show.
Irrefutable.
All right, folks, we're going to take our last and final break here. And on the other side of this break, it's DT's favorite segment, Bitch of the Year. Right here on Fat Guy Radio. Radio show. Get my love and a digital package. Trip, switch, trip, switch. What we do when the power's up? What do we do when the high fall down? I'm gonna blame Ryan Scott for this song.
That's a good song, though.
Yeah, this was all Ryan Scott. All right, let's jump right into it, because we got one more other thing. You know what, DT? I got something that I want to try with you before the end of the show. I want to play like a little clue game.
All right.
Because I want to see if the person that I'm playing the same clue game with, if it's me or if it's her.
Okay.
So we'll see about that just a little bit. All right, folks, it is the segment. As soon as I find the, where is it, Lip? Oh, there it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the third segment that's sweeping the nation. Lil D, do you know what this one is?
Yep.
What is it called?
Yep.
Very good, Lil D, Bitch of the Year.
Our
first Bitch of the Year nominee is Robert Dara of Belfast. Took to his Facebook page, Lil D.
All right.
Tagged himself in a few pictures. Ain't nothing wrong with that. People do it all the time. Tag yourself in somebody else's picture. You can do that. And then after he tagged himself in a picture, he was arrested.
What?
Because Robert tagged himself in pictures of a riot. He tagged himself breaking the law in pictures.
Wow.
And of course, the police in Belfast tracked him down because the police had been looking for the miscreants who was involved in this riot. Mm-hmm. And Robert just gave himself pretty much up. And they came and arrested his ass. A classic bitch move.
That's a dumbass of the year right there.
That is, that literally,
what a bitch.
That literally is a dumbass of the year. And our second nominee for bitch of the year comes right from right up the street. Right up the street, Lil D.
Who this?
Surprise, Arizona.
What?
John Douglas Ivy, 18 years old of Surprise, Arizona. He sent pictures of his ex-girlfriend to her parents.
Mm.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Sound real nice, don't it?
She was naked, huh?
She was naked.
Wow.
And not only was she naked, but she also had a restraining order against him. So he shouldn't have had any contact with her in person or on social media. And he broke that. And so they had him arrested and threw him back in the house.
So was the contact with her or the parents? Like, she had the restraining order, or did the parents have the restraining order?
The court order said no contact with anybody in that family.
Okay.
Either in person or electronically.
Because there's a difference. Because if I get a restraining order on you,
mm-hmm.
and you sending pictures of little D and the little D is showing me, then they ain't technically breaking the law. Yeah.
Not technically, but if the court order says...
If it says that you can't have contact with me or little D...
Yep.
And then you send it to him to show to me,
that's where he broke.
So now he a bitch for that.
Yeah, he's
well,
dumb
see,
bitch.
Now the Constitution finally breaks it down through the fine line, Chapter 15, segregation of the law. We're down in Mississippi. Liberty is just for all.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You ain't got nothing to say about nothing of that.
See, yes. the way that it goes is if the glove does not fit, then you must acquit.
Now, it's kind of like if you break it down, it's like, now, 2 + 2 does equal 4, but if you took 4 - 2, that would also equal 2.
See,
which technically breaks down to if you wrote it down on a pencil, it will still equal the same thing with a pen.
The way I heard it, that if one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, 2000 potty, oops, out of time, my bacon smelleth fine.
Now see here, my brother, the way I saw it was...
The way I saw it was,
we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Ooh, speak, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I smell what you're putting
when
down.
When Rosa Parks got up and sat on the front of the bus, because she no longer wanted to sit in the back, which black people always sit in the back of the bus now, which I don't understand why the fuss was, and we just love to sit in the back of the back of
y'all,
the bus.
Y'all Negroes still sit in the back of the bus.
I don't get that.
That's where y'all belong.
I don't get that.
What?
She fought for us somewhere, but black people love sitting in the back of the damn bus. I don't get that.
And that's bitch of the year.
Yeah, we're gonna sum that up. I don't get it though.
Have you ever played DT?
Hey, check this out.
Oh, God.
What is longer, a rope?
What?
There are new listeners that have no clue what that means. He said, oh, yes, I did. Okay, let me. I should have known I shouldn't have tried to do no professional show today.
No, it's all good. Go ask me the question.
Is it documented that you are currently involved with someone?
I am.
Okay. And Lip is damn near married.
Yeah.
And Lil D, your life been over for years.
Yeah, just count me out. I'm playing cards.
Okay, so do you know how when you're like, I'm not saying that I'm for the protection of those listening, I'm playing this little game with a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I told her, she asked me what I wanted for my birthday.
So it was a girlfriend.
No, it's not a girlfriend.
Not a girlfriend. It's a friend who's a girl.
My friend happens to have a poutine.
Oh, she has poutine.
She has poutine.
Okay.
What's that? Feel me in, fellas?
It's really good. You should try some sometime.
Have I tried it before?
You put
I'm
it on fries.
Sure you have.
You put it on fries.
You probably haven't had it in a while.
It's a Canadian dish.
That part, we could write that down. All right, so we only got a few minutes left. So I'm playing this little game with her. And she asked me what I wanted for my birthday.
All right.
And I told her, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to give you clues. But I'll give you the first one that says that it's something that she has. has. It's something only she has that she that I want.
Okay.
Okay. So I gave her these clues. So I want to draw. I want to run these clues by you. Can I run these clues by you?
Run them by me. I got some paper over here. I'm gonna write these clues.
Okay. 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 And Lil D, you can play along too if you want. But you probably not gonna get it.
All right.
So here are the clues, and I'm gonna give myself some Price is Right music.
All right.
Clue number one. There's a song about it.
Okay.
There's a song about it. All right. Clue number two. It's a verb.
Okay.
A verb. V-E-R.
Like a person, place, or thing.
No, that's a noun.
That's a noun.
That's a noun.
A verb is an action word.
You right.
Night time. The third clue was uncooked rice.
Okay.
Uncooked rice. Fourth clue. Tell me if I'm going too fast for you writing it down.
No, you're
doing shorthand?
I'm shorthand.
Okay. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Okay.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Okay. Fifth clue, law enforcement laughs at a first grader, but may arrest a high schooler. I'll repeat that one. I was a little long. Law enforcement laughs at a first grader, but may arrest a high schooler.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The last clue that I gave her was canine involvement is accepted in some circles. Okay?
Okay.
Those are the clues that all lead up to the one thing. Now think on it for a minute.
I got it.
Think on it for a minute. I'll run through them again, Lil D, just for you. There's a song about it. It's a verb. Uncooked rice. Maybe it's Maybelline. Law enforcement laughs at a first grader but may arrest a high schooler. K-9 involvement is accepted in some circles. Mm. All right, so Lil D, let's go to you real quick. What do you think it is? And it's a one-word answer, by the way.
Oh, damn, I'm out then.
All right, you're out,
Lil D. But I'm going to give it anyway.
Oh, where you going to go?
A Chippendale dancer.
No, it's not a Chippendale dancer. I am so sorry. That kitchen table is going to have to go to our runner-up.
All right.
So
that was a low-ass bit.
I'm sorry. There we go. All right, so, Lil D, D-Tay, think about the answers. Think about the clues. It's something I want for my birthday.
I have, like, two things.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go with the one I think it's most likely is.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think it most likely is?
Is it a kiss?
It's a kiss.
Yes!
How the hell did you get that?
It's a kiss. By the clues.
Well, here's my logic.
What's your logic?
There's a song about it, so... And this is where I was thinking about it, and then all the rest of the thing kind of played into it. So
yeah.
I was thinking about songs about what? Okay, there's songs about sex, and like there's love songs, and love songs either talk about sex or like kiss. One of my favorite songs is Hall & Oates, "Kiss" is on my list.
Okay,
all right. So I was like, sex or kiss, but then it was a verb. Okay, so both are verbs. Uncooked rice.
So it was a verb. So that means that's telling you that there has to be an action.
Yeah,
so what I wanted from her was an action.
What the hell does uncooked rice got to do with it, though?
Well, okay, so that kind of threw me because the list, the first two, and I was like, uncooked rice. I was like, well, the only time I really think about uncooked rice is before I cook it or when we throw it at people at our wedding.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Right.
So, I mean, you're not going to have sex right at the wedding, so I kind of leaned more towards kiss. But then I was like, maybe it's Maybelline. And that's makeup, and it's like lipstick and stuff.
I'll stay alive.
See, because you were already in the lip section thinking from the other clues.
Yeah, so I was like, okay.
Why'd you just say lip?
And then it said.
I just said a producer.
And it said, law enforcement laughed at a first grader and may arrest a high schooler. And I was like, okay, it can't be sex because first graders having sex is not laughed upon. It's like very frowned upon.
Right.
But if two first grader kids, you're like, oh, that's so cute.
And you, yes, yes,
and then
yes!
It said K-9 involvement is accepted in some circles. And I'm like, okay, it's definitely not sex because I don't think bestiality is accepted anywhere.
Right.
So I was like, but people do kiss their dogs.
Yes.
So I was like, it has to be a kiss.
It has to be a kiss.
So she got that?
No, she still hasn't got it.
Hell, I didn't even get it.
But that's because you're black.
It's a kiss. It's a kiss.
Nice.
What? How hard is that?
She ain't black,
that wasn't
is
hard
she?
At all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Lil D, I hate you
so much.
I don't even know why you're here. All right, folks. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon Stars on Amazon Prime. Get stars on Amazon Prime. right now, folks, by clicking the special stars banner on our website. And also do all your online Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon button on or banners on our site and or conveniently through the Shop Now button on Facebook, on our Facebook cover photo. And please, please listen to me. Listen to me, please. We're stronger in numbers. So I need y'all to share that damn link. Please, please, please. If y'all knew what we're going through right now on this network, the show gonna be dark if we don't get this together. So I need y'all to share that. All right, folks. Our website design is provided by the great people at Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, these slides need to switch. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Our social sites, find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius Orly in absentia, he's in the land of Disneyland and having a great time. And I don't understand how the hell he got a vacation and he only been here for a cup of coffee.
I know, right?
How the hell this happened?
Oh, no, he gets pulled right here.
How does this happen, Lip?
Because he's not normal.
I'm very glad that you went ahead and you had an amazing show today, Lip. I mean, you can we just give it up? Give it up for Lip. Sexy Philippius. He show can produce.
That boy show can produce.
Man, Lip, you produced the hell out of this show.
That was good. That was real good. Man, that boy show can say.
You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
I met Martin Luther the King, and I came around the corner, he punched me in the face.
You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Who's next?
That boy sure can't sing. That's the only thing we know about this whole movie.
That boy sure can't sing.
You gotta get you some of that Afrofro. It ain't about what you about the girl liking you. You gotta get to the girl's father. That's what you gotta
That's
do.
What you gotta do.
Yeah, gotta do. And while you get to the girl's father, get a ride there from that little midget comedian who's stuck in the car.
He cut his duck tail off. That'd be what, $12?
You gonna put me in the car? You just gonna sit me here in the car again? What is this? I'm just gonna be in the car again? I'm just gonna sit here in the car.
I don't know that one.
That's what happens when I ended the show 3 minutes too early. Yeah. We still got 2 minutes.
Oh, we do.
Do we, Lip? 118?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
But let me tell you a little story. I'm singing a song that I'm going to do to you.
Uh-huh.
Can I get some of that R&B music?
No, you can't because we're playing the closer band right now. Oh, he's going to give himself his own R&B music.
Here we go. Girl, I'm gonna lick you real good in your pockets. And then I'm gonna take it out, then I'm gonna bet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for Philippius, Daniel Taylor, Full Court Press Radio. Catch him out on FullCourtPressRadio.com. And Little D, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody, skinny people.
Yep, buddy.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you about the nuances, just simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. That's all for now. Ta-ta.